After 21 years of leading the nation's third largest city, Chicago's mayor Richard M. Daley pulled a Stephen Slater, shocking everyone, when he announced that he won't be running for office again when his term expires next year. The unusually aggressive leader is taking a hands-off approach, telling voters to pick whomever they like, as he won't be making any recommendations or choosing a successor.
Anyone could be the next mayor, meaning next year's elections will be one of the most colorful political races the nation has seen since voters in California ousted Gray Davis and replaced him with the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Who will be crowned king of the Windy City? Ron Huberman? Rahm Emanuel? Ronnie Woo Woo? Snooki?
Can't people just check in on Foursquare to become mayor of Chicago?
Chances are, if you leave it to Facebook, Betty White will become the next queen of the Windy City.
Joining us today is cabaret baby Melissa Young to weigh in on all the hot news. God hates the Quran for being a fag day.
If they put you on a box of breakfast cereal, what would that cereal be called?
Celebrities we're sick of.
And our Lady Gaga yard sale, which by coincidence is on September 11th. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun.
Advertise your business on Feast of Fun, four-time winner of the People's Choice Podcast Awards.
Harness the power of the internet and support quality programming made for people just like you.
As for me, Melissa Young, 312-869-4429 or email ads@feastoffun.com.
Our delicious cabaret baby, Melissa Young, is on today's Feast of Fun. Welcome, darling.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Doo-dee-doo-doo-ba-da.
Yay. Yay. Ooh, girl. So everybody is running for mayor, it seems.
I've been asked to run.
You both should run.
You should run.
What if you could run on a joint ticket?
Mayor and vice mayor.
Yeah.
We should open source it. So every single person eligible to be mayor of Chicago becomes it. So Chicago is shopping for a new mayor. Yesterday, Mayor Richard Daley, for 21 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's been el comandante of the Windy City.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "People of Chicago, you finally broke me. I am announcing that I will not seek a seventh term as the mayor." Seven terms. As a mayor of the city of Chicago, it's time for Chicago to move on. I am not going to make any recommendations. The people of Chicago will make the recommendations. They will thoroughly look at everyone.
I love how Mayor Daley just became some evil mastermind.
Well, he went from
Eartha
Kitt. Quimby to Eartha
yeah.
Quit.
Eartha Quimby. They will look at your campaign, what your priorities are, what you want to accomplish, and how you want to bring people together, because that is what I've done, is bring people together with evil.
With evil. Well, Rahm Emanuel said long ago that when Richard M. Daley retires, that he wants the job. So what is? But well, don't you think that's a step back politically?
Not really. I don't know. It wasn't that long ago. I think it was just a few months ago is really
when he said it.
And so I think he was probably called up Mayor Daley and said, "You're not running again this year." Because Rob just seems like he's mean.
He's kind of a badass.
And he'd get like anything he wants. Like,
I'd totally
call
tap that just for the record.
I've always wanted a new mayor other than Richard Daley. I am sick of our parking meters being thrown overseas. Easy Parking is not even an American company. That goes to China, to Berlin,
Laz,
to Germany.
I don't know where.
But didn't they sign the contract for 100 years?
75.
You know what? All the city needs to do is take the Chicago middle finger and say, "We're not paying that. Go away."
Well, it is something Chicago would
take
do.
Take a bulldozer,
be like, no.
Just like Mayor Daley, who bulldozed away Migs Fields. Just take a bulldozer and bulldoze away those parking meters, saying, "We're not getting the Olympics. You don't get your money. We're done."
Yeah.
Suing. Go fight. Like, you're a city. You can kick some ass. You're Chicago, you know?
And
pull out a baseball.
We're, we are historically a mob-driven city. Let's call up Cousin Lefty on the south side, yeah? Hey, Lefty, I'll give you some pie. We got to get back.
I have to say one thing that I do like about those parking meters is I ran two errands today. And so I just put in like, and I did them both in 15 minutes in two different spots. So I was able to just keep my thing with me.
Well, do you know
so
what
I
we
have
do?
To feed the meter twice.
Is we keep them from day to day and just use the same one over and over again till it fades.
Is anybody happy with the parking meters? Yes or no?
No.
Mark?
No, I guess not. But
I like
okay,
being
so,
able to use my credit card.
You talk to people, they say, we love the convenience. It makes us sick that none of this money is going into building our city. As we travel around the country, we start to see Austin, Texas, other cities in California and in Florida. Mm-hmm. They're all getting these like LAZ parking meters. Skynet is taking over our parking.
They really are.
You know,
it's just a commodity like any other commodity. Oh, so you use the same ones over and over again every day?
I do. It's illegal.
How do you get away with that?
I don't know. I think they're lazy, the ticket people.
They don't check the time or date?
No.
You know what you need
well,
to
no,
do?
Well, no, you try and use a time that's around when you're there.
And just so save them.
And just
I just think
them.
You haven't been caught.
I just think I haven't been caught.
But yeah. See, what you can also do is just buy, you can buy those printing things online. And just make yourself a template and just stick it on your dashboard. Because the thing about it is that the parking meter lady or guy has to type in the code.
Right.
And then has that go through the computer. And if their internet is down, free parking.
Well, what is it? Back in the day before they like turned it over to the boxes, you could get one of those. Remember when they had like little zone stickers on the mm-hmm. meters? There was like a little box and you just had to like push the button on the box and you didn't need to pay the meter. My friend Donna had one of those. I don't know.
So Chicago,
did you know about those?
Let's not get off topic okay. here, guys. So Chicago is about to be inundated with mayoral candidates mm-hmm. in a race that's going to make the governor of California when Gray Davis was replaced by Arnold Schwarzenegger. Remember that
yeah.
Gary Coleman, Arianna Huffington.
Oh, right. That was a hot mess.
Yeah. It was a hot mess in California. Chicago is going to become the hot mess contest of the nation. And so here formally on Feast of Fun, I am throwing Lady Gaga's hat in the ring.
I thought you were going to announce.
Mayor of Chicago. Gaga. Rumama. Gaga. Who do you want to see, seriously speaking, be our next mayor? Besides yourself.
Besides myself. Well, I don't think I would mind Rahm Emanuel.
I don't know. He's just
I don't
so,
know where he
unfriendly.
Lies. He's he's a badass.
And that was Daly, whether you liked Daly or whether you didn't like him, he was always very friendly towards people.
That's
even
true.
When he was being a jerk,
he was a people person.
Yeah, he was a people person.
Oh my God, I'm a people person. Oh my God.
But it's the devil, you know, and I've always said this about Mayor Daly. It's the devil you know versus
right.
the devil you don't know. And Ron Huberman could be like 10 times worse.
Explain to the people who Ron Huberman is.
Oh, the guy who we've been talking about.
Well, that's... No, Rahm Emanuel.
Rahm Emanuel. I'm sorry. I meant to say Rahm Emanuel. Ron Huberman is the sexy, totally fuckable head of the Chicago schools.
Public schools. And he used to be a head of the CTA.
Yeah,
transit,
he's a... Yep.
And he was also... he was the chief of staff for Daly for years, and he was a police officer.
I don't like
officer.
Him.
And he's openly gay.
Yeah.
He would be our first openly gay mayor.
He messed up
next
the CTA,
to Harold Washington, who got caught wearing panties, but that's another story.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Harold Washington, wasn't he the first African-American mayor as well?
Yes, he was, but he was and first cross-dresser.
What
and
if he's
the
from
first,
Jamaica?
And the first mayor to be indoctrinated as a, quotations, friend of the community to the Gay and Lesbian Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah.
How do I
and by
know
friend,
this?
Meaning he likes to wear panties.
I don't know if that's a rumor, if that's real, or somebody made art about it, didn't they?
They made art about it at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, and the cleaning crew, because Mayor Washington is still seen by a lot of people in Chicago as a hero.
Yeah.
And they felt that portraying him as a cross-dresser was insulting to his legacy. And, you know, I think that being a cross-dresser is fabulous, and it's an asset mm-hmm. and makes him a human being. And
agreed.
It's not something to diminish. It just enriches
yeah.
his
legacy.
Did he
legacy. Have good fashion sense? Did he know how to accessorize properly?
Can you find a tranny that doesn't have good fashion sense?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Think
go to
can.
Belmont at midnight on any day of the week, so, Belmont and Clark.
And by tranny, I mean transgender, mm-hmm. transvestite mm-hmm. American.
And so what happened to the art?
American.
People that worked there didn't like it? Is that what happen?
So they forced the school. There was a public outcry, and they forced that painting to be taken down.
Now, was Harold Washington still alive?
No,
at this
he was
point
long
time?
Gone. Okay. Yes.
Oh, I was assuming it was recent.
It was like about a couple years before I started grad school. So I think the incident took place in the early 90s, if I'm not mistaken.
Who doesn't love the early 90s?
The early 90s, before YouTube came and ruined everything.
Really? It was before the internet. I got my first AOL account, I think, in 96 even. It was really late that I got on board. Still have the same AOL account. Just
you know what I'm noticing now? Nobody can get away with petty crimes.
No, you can't get away with it. Like, people are stupid. You have to be really smart. You have to watch a lot of crime drama, which I do. You have to always have a mask and know where all the security cameras are. You have to time it if the security cameras rotate. That's what I learned on The Closer this week. If the security camera rotates, you just have to know the beat of it.
How are you going to know when?
Well, the point I'm making,
case it.
Melissa Mark, is that the face, well, it's really social media and the internet that sort of ruined petty crimes for everybody, because this is what's happening in colleges there, that the college's police and the meanies in most universities are policing and friending college students to catch them underage drinking. And so what a group of students did is they organized a party, and they had cake, and they were serving cake in beer cups. And the police came and, like, crashed it because they were, like, they saw the pictures on Facebook.
And
they
were
like,
cake.
It was like, fooled ya, we're eating cake out of a beer cup. There's no alcohol at this party. But yeah,
what are stoners doing? Oh my god, those poor
ruined
little stoners. They can't get high.
Well, you can get high, you just can't post your shit on Facebook if you're gonna do stuff
well,
like that.
Duh, you can't have like Aunt Jemima with her big ass bong. Can you imagine Aunt Jemima at Halloween smoking a like 5 foot bong? I challenge some college student. No, I don't want you to get arrested. But if you're dressed as Aunt Jemima.
Dress as Aunt Jemima.
It's the newest thing.
There's really, insensitive things will be said and posted on the internet. You know, I have to say that we are all celebrities in that sense. And you have to think like a celebrity and protect your privacy.
You're right.
So here's three simple things to do.
One
is have a fake birthday.
Oh.
So your birthday happens a couple days earlier, a couple days later. It's a date that's significant to you, that's near your birthday. So when everybody says, happy birthday on Facebook, you're not like, what? Why? Second of all, have a P.O. box or an alternative mailing address.
Yes, I believe in that.
And three, be like Lady Gaga. It's okay to have your stage name be your Facebook profile and not your legal, full legal name. Now, just to be clear here, all three of us use our full legal
names.
Yeah,
we really do. I should make it Missy Me. M-I-S-S-E-Y-M-E.
Have you ever thought about doing a stage name instead?
My name's Melissa Young. You can't get more stage name born than that.
What would your stage name be if it wasn't?
I've often thought about changing my last name just because I feel as though it's difficult for some people to pronounce.
Filion?
To get a handle.
Is it Italian?
No, it's French.
Is it?
Yes.
Filion.
So it's Filion. I pronounce it. So I Filion. Thought maybe
my name would be
easier.
Mr. Fabulous.
I was thinking, you know, when I misspell your name, and I think this might be a good drag name for you, because when I misspell his name, I always invert the U and the S. So it comes out
Fuasto.
Fasudo. So I think you change that to like a drag name. Fasudo.
Fasuda Pachuda.
Well, I'll give you guys a little secret, a little sexy secret. So whenever I'm in a gay bar and someone comes up to me and they go, what's your name? Inevitably, I say Fausto. Then we go into a 30-minute conversation about what the hell is that name? Where are you from? You're from Puerto Rico? You don't look Puerto Rican. And
this is the whole conversation we had when we first met.
It's a long-ass thing. And, you know, imagine my life. It's like, I have to have this conversation over and over and again. So I just tell them, it's like, my name's Foster. Like the street.
Foster, like the street.
And they go back to their drink. And it's end of the conversation. So there's people out there in Chicago who think that my name is Foster. And, you know, I'm comfortable with that. Because they go up to me and they go, hi, Foster. And everybody around me goes, oh, they must mean Fausto. Mm-hmm.
You should just say it's Fausto, like the jewelry store on Milwaukee Avenue. Fausto's Jewelry.
Or like the fried chicken emporium in Florida.
Yeah,
what about Jessica's Jewelers on Lawrence Avenue?
Well, his name's not Jessica.
Oh, well, it could be.
I'm changing my name to Jessica.
It's not an uncommon Spanish name.
No.
It's just, you know.
But here's the thing. I'm going to give you the flip side of this coin. Mm-hmm. As I was growing up, I will never forget this because I'm traumatized. I was in tap class and the guy was going down the line and asking everybody's name. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, what's your name? Oh, Jenny Dipsiva. Oh, how do you spell that? Okay, what's your name? Oh, it's Melanie McLacanda. Well, how do you spell that? Then they get to me, Melissa Young. Great. Move to the next one. No one ever asked me how to spell my name.
Your name's not special at all.
It's not special.
But you're special.
But I'm special. Fuck you, tap teacher in Levittown, Pennsylvania. You don't know pain or joy. You're a jerk.
Well, mine's marked with a C, so I gave up.
You have the gay spelling.
The gay spelling. So people often spell it with a K.
I'm gonna go. M, the number 3, the number 1, I, S, flip the S, double A, lowercase y, O, as in the number 0.
I just want to know how people, I'm noticing like these internet savvy folks, they're able to post text upside down.
Yeah.
How did they invert that?
I don't know how they're doing it, but I want to know how to do it. Okay, moving on.
I'm sure somebody knows.
So, a worldwide condemnation has intensified of a Florida pastor's plan to burn copies of the Quran even as Afghanistan steals itself for a potentially violent
backlash. On 9/11.
On September 11th, yeah. Where we're having our yard sale. That's another story. Terry Jones, and listen to this, the leader of the Small Dove World Outreach Center. Dove.
It's a small dove because they only have 50 50 people in their congregation.
Is that really?
Just 50, and he's getting global attention because he painted a big white van that said burning the Quran party 9/11. Pop.
Sorry, somebody's like trying to be like, "Hey, what are you guys doing on I'm on Facebook.
Hey, you want to be my friend? Let's look at this link."
Let's take a look at the person who's bugging me right now. Oh, it's David Charpentier who's going to help us with our yard sale on Saturday.
Oh,
hey girl. Okay, so look what happened. So Mrs. Clinton, or as we call her, Hillary,
up in the house.
She says it's regrettable that the pastor in Gainesville, Florida, with a church of no more than 50 people, reminding people, can make this outrageous and disgraceful plan to get the world's attention. But that's the world we live in right now.
Exactly.
So this is the proposal. Yep. This is America, and we have the right to burn things.
Right. It's the same thing about the community center / mini mosque that's 2 blocks from 9/11. Is it illegal? No. Is it in poor taste? Perhaps.
No, it's not.
Is it in poor taste to burn the Quran on 9/11? Perhaps.
Well, it's like saying the N-word. You know,
yeah,
you have the right to say it, but why would you want to?
Is it in poor taste? Perhaps.
So this is my solution, okay, to this. That day, raise the prices on all the Qurans.
Yeah, make them like $200.
You want a Quran? That'll be $200.
$299.99.
I guess. And then just say, like, I'm donating it to building the community center in New York City.
I agree.
Let's be clear here. That community center is there already is a mosque there.
Exactly.
There's already a stripper joint.
Exactly.
There's a Dunkin' Donuts where you can get a freaking coffee culotta there.
You get your coffee culotta, you see the stripper, and then you go to the mosque to get it all cleaned up.
And guess who runs the Dunkin' Donuts?
The guy who runs the mosque.
That's right.
Did you know that the guy who funds Fox News is the guy who's funding the community center?
So
no, that
this is called
me at all. He's a wealthy Saudi businessman. Yeah.
Yep.
So basically, he's creating the story that he profits off
and
of.
He's probably getting donations like out the yin yang to help build that thing.
America, you know what pisses me off? Newsweek. With editors and staff and writers and photographers who live in New York City and know what a trashy neighborhood it is around.
It's terrible.
It's trashy.
It's terrible.
It is you wouldn't want to live there.
No, it's
your
scurry.
Worst enemy. You wouldn't want. Who is the most
it's
hated?
Not
America?
That bad.
It is trashy. It's expensive to live there,
Heidi
and
Montauk.
It's a dump.
Okay? You wouldn't want her to live there with those
and
balloons.
And building this community center would actually be a lift up. You know, it would actually improve the quality of life for everybody. It would gentrify that neighborhood, which is what you want. By the way, what they're building up right now in the actual land where the World Trade Towers used to be, the Twin Towers, is gorgeous.
Yeah, they've made big strides, I heard this morning on
the
news.
It's going to be done in almost a year.
They want it to be done for the 10th anniversary. That's the goal.
He wants to get it done before he gets elected, Obama, I'm sure.
Re-elected, you mean. But
in France, they took a different approach to their problem with Muslims, in that they were actually giving them money to build nicer places. Because a lot of these mosques are, they're in people's apartments. They're in,
it's true.
They're dumps. So they thought, well, if we give these people a nice place to worship, give them a good foundation, they'll become good citizens. So I would think that, having a nice mosque might actually elevate their community rather than I have to say the picture of the building looks stunning.
It looks like beautiful.
It's a beautiful
white
tower with the little moon cut out and the star, and I think it looks fantastic.
And lots of hot gay sex happening inside.
There's got to be, because they keep those people separated.
keep them separated.
The men and the women are different.
It's basically like Steamworks, but with with Jesus somewhere. What is it?
Muhammad.
Okay, so we have a little public service announcement.
My name is Dr. Jerry Jones, and Islam is of the devil.
This Saturday, Christianity, the religion of redemption and forgiveness, versus the religion of terrorism. Watch the Quran get its ass kicked. Join Pastor and Seymour Cassell lookalike Terry Jones of the ironically named Dove World Outreach Center of Rockin' Gainesville, Florida, as he reaches out with his middle finger and points it at Mecca, the National Burn a Quran Day.
Whoa, hold up, righteous dude.
God just got better. This Saturday has a new name, thanks to the last-minute addition of Reverend Fred Phelps, the inbred star of Christ's sexual insecurity movement, and his merrily deluded band of Westboro Baptist cult family members.
Get ready for
God Hates the Quran for Being a Fag Day. Join us by bringing as many Korans as you can find, as well as any Muslim and gay sinners 6 o'clock, Koran burning.
Beatles records also encouraged.
7 o'clock, BBQ. You guessed it, we're throwing your Muslim and gay sinner friends on the spit. 8 o'clock, chow down at the first annual
Christian Cannibals Supper for Salvation.
Be there. Tickets on sale now. The first 500 to call will also receive an exclusive invitation to the wedding of Reverend Fred Phelps to his longtime secret love hater, Reverend Terry Jones. Please note, said wedding may result in a hate so strong as to drain the sweetness from all sugar and whip up more Category 4 hurricanes. Brought to you by the Dove World Outreach Center. Reach out and crush a dove!
This message of intolerance approved by the Pat Robertson Stirrup Shift for Publicity Committee.
Applause. So that, I'm not sure exactly if that's the voice of the great David Lee, the voiceover actor who's best known for his monster truck ads.
Monster, monster, monster.
So God Hates the Quran for Being a Fag Day is going to be Saturday, September 11th. And it's also our Lady Gaga yard sale.
Gaga, sell the yard. Gaga.
Buzz, are you going to dress up like Lady Gaga?
Maybe.
Well, there'll be Kermit the Frog dresses.
I don't know what we're going to do. I'm just I'm putting an ad in the newspaper, because the newspapers are only good for one thing, and it's to promote garage sales.
You have to put it on Craigslist, too.
Yeah, we're doing absolutely. It on Craigslist. We're doing that, and the title is Lady Gaga Yard Sale. Now that we got your attention, we're having a fabulous yard sale. Old costumes, vintage artifacts from the Feast of Fun, Feast of Fools, last 11 years, all up for sale. Old computer, old technology, old cameras. So they're clunky, they're cheap. You can tinker around with them. If you burn them, whatever. And it's all going for a good cause, which is Feast of Fun. Pay for our site. You've noticed there's a couple of bugs. We had Chris Kroger on the show, and the ocean of people that came brought the site down temporarily.
Really?
So what we're trying to do is mirror the site on a different server. The technology is called NGNX.
La, la, la.
And so it allows, hold it back a little, la, Melissa, la, here. La. And so what it does is, if the one site goes down, it still keeps the site up. It's the same technology.
Like a backup generator.
It's the same thing that runs, sites like Facebook, and it allows sites to be mirrored. So when there's a whole bunch of people on it, it doesn't bring it down.
I even understood that, and I'm stupid.
So there you go. And so that goes to pay for it. It costs a lot of money to do that, and it costs a lot of money to maintain it. But we want your financial contributions. If you'd like to buy some of Mark or mine or Melissa's old underwear, you can just email
it. For your pleasure.
We're selling them for like $5. We're not like one of those weird people. $5, mail at feastoffun.com, PayPal us the money, and we'll send you a old underwear with stains on it.
Mine's really beautiful. Like
I like the one
lace.
With the menstrual stain on it. That's really the best.
Sexy.
I
have a couple
the Virgin
of those.
Mary.
They're called the period panties. Yeah. Every what woman
should
has
we
them.
Sell? What should we sell at our yard sale? Is the more
Faust
the question.
Like, I have to get off this menstruation topic ASAP.
The gay men hate the period.
Isn't it amazing that people just don't like to hear about that?
They don't. And
tampons. Maxi pads.
I never went down that whole sisterhood thing that like women go down and
they celebrate.
What should we sell? Stay on topic.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. What should you sell?
What should we sell on the yard sale?
Well, are you going to sell kisses, like have a kissing booth?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'll sell blowjobs. Is that legal?
No, but kissing is, apparently.
Kissing is, with tongue.
With tongue. I'll no, you have to pay more money for tongue.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it
yeah.
It depends on how hot you are.
I've got books, I've got CDs,
should
I've got movies.
Should we get you tongue condoms,
I have
then?
Some pillows, I have some art.
I'm barebacking when it comes to kissing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got terrible diseases, though.
What about the herpes?
Fuck that.
Watch out for the herpes.
I'm barebacking when it comes to kissing.
You know what? Honestly, that's what you guys should do is you should sell for like I'm talking three figures. You should sell public service announcement for people if they want you to make a public service announcement for something that they really feel passionate about.
Okay.
Like a PSA.
Like a hangnail or... You
well,
know?
You actually are selling ads for Feast of Fun.
Oh my God, you're crazy. I am.
So you're contact Melissa at
feastoffun.com. And we're really looking to happily support people who are ready to advertise to an LGBT community, which is very important.
The largest online podcast audience on iTunes.
Ever.
Reach over 70,000 people.
70,000.
For peanuts a serving. You know, it's cheaper to advertise to the Feast of Fun audience than it is to advertise with Google ads.
Well, it's cheaper than advertising in print, honestly, because if you get multiple display ads, you're not getting your money's worth. And sorry, I used to work in print advertising. So sorry, print.
But, you know, there's value to every kind of advertising.
There is.
This one is one that you, the listener, might have not thought of. And it's we're doing like things to allow people that are dirt poor to advertise.
Just like me.
So if you like want to become a friend of the show, at the end of the show, we'll actually read whatever crazy... It's like a classified ad.
It is.
So what? How many words is it? It's a, is
15.
It 15 words. Mm. How much money does it cost?
I think it's 145 or 125.
So it's for nothing. But basically like the cup of an expensive bottle of champagne... Or a cup of coffee at Starbucks in France.
That's a mid-price bottle of champagne, actually.
Yeah, so
it is.
For a mid-price bottle of champagne, you can reach all these people and, you know, tell them to read your blog or something.
And they can touch you.
Or if you're a hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking
Craigslist,
for work.
Because they're censoring their adult services now.
Yeah, what are you going to do? How are you going to make a buck?
Yeah, how are you going
to
make a buck?
How much is your job worth to you?
And we'll take any ad, no matter how trashy. We draw the line at the F word and the N word. Any word that has a letter in it.
Fred? Ned?
So, you know, I don't know. What about
it has to be in decent taste.
It has to be in decent taste. You know, if
at
you're
your level.
Mm-hmm. Well, at our
I
level.
I have really low standards for
yes.
that.
Yes.
But, you know, so I don't want, like, no hate. You know, it's like, you know, no burn the Quran ads, for example, that we would do those.
No, Melissa Young's a fucking cunt. How many words is that?
Melissa's like, and I sold that ad.
I feel like I just need to be open and ready to take
you
whatever
You know what the scariest
comes?
Thing about open. That ad is? Hmm. Melissa paid for it.
I did. I have self-esteem issues.
In Chicago on Thursday and Friday, Nellie Olson, Allison Arngrim is performing
wait.
At Davenport's, and she's touring like the whole country. If you haven't heard our interview with Allison Arngrim on her book, Confessions
of a Prairie Bitch. She's delightful. Sorry,
she's
you can
fantastic.
Do it.
You're going to see it on Friday.
I'm
We're
seeing
gonna
it Friday.
See it on Thursday.
Yep.
She's great, and we really highly recommend it. And she's a national treasure. It's our Feast of Fun Book of the Year award.
It is.
And the year's not even over.
Oh my God, that's how good it was. You had to declare it before the year was out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's that good of a book.
We have a couple of those awards though. So
no, I'm not giving them away. You get it out once a year.
I got one hidden in the closet.
Okay.
No, but seriously, like every year we give it to a book. What is it that we gave it out? We gave it to Josh Kilmer Purcell for his book Fish Boobs. What was the title of that book?
I'm Not Myself These Days, a memoir.
Yeah, that also won our Feast of Fun
fish
Book
boobs?
Of the Year award.
That's nothing like the title.
Well, she wore like fish boobs.
Oh, I see.
So we're always looking, and you know, we're like Oprah. We make books into legends. So it's now on the New York Times bestseller list.
Are you going to give her a trophy?
Yeah.
Like at the show on Thursday? Are you going to have a ceremony?
I'll just give her a big hug and a kiss.
Oh, maybe we should print something out.
I could make a certificate and frame
it. I got you
it.
A gift certificate.
I have some extra frames at home. You can totally have them.
So, I don't know. What do you think about burning things, the right to burn things?
I think it's a pure, it's American. It's what we stand for, to disagree.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, how should we deal with this guy? I mean, obviously, like, no one can stop him from doing it, but
stop
at the same time.
Stop giving him attention.
That's really the only thing you can do.
Which we just did.
We just give him attention. But it's, you know, it's something people are excited about. They want to talk about it. They're like, and people don't like the Quran, especially Christians don't like the Quran. And I don't like the Quran, but it doesn't mean I'm going to burn it. I just try not to pay any attention to
it. Yeah, like, just because you don't like something doesn't mean you should burn it. Like a lot of gay people don't like the rainbow flag.
Right.
You don't see them burning it at gay pride parades.
We should burn it. The gay pride parade.
Or
a lot
so
of people
pretty.
Don't, you know, don't like Chris Crocker from yesterday's show, and they love voicing their opinion on the website about it.
Really?
But it's like, if you don't like this guy, or you so interested in denigrating him, why are you coming to our website, listening to the show, and then saying how much you hate him?
Well, it's the idea that, like, to spend energy on hating somebody else, you don't have to look at yourself.
Yeah. That's what I have a feeling with this, especially because some of these people, it's just like, when did people stop capitalizing the letter I in sentences?
It takes too much time.
Is that what it is?
I think so. People are lazy.
It's like, all these haters, none of them capitalize I, so I think they have really, like, some low self-worth about themselves, and they turn it on other people that they perceive to be famous.
Well, do you want to read some of the comments?
Yeah. Let's find a good one.
Just read any random one, sweetie.
Any random one. Okay,
read it in a fun voice.
At top of the charts, he debuted at number 49 and left the charts in less than a week. He can't sing too much auto-tune. Johnny X is way better.
I do hate the auto-tune, I must admit.
I like auto-tune. Listen, it's a tool. It can be overused. It can be
underused. Leah Michelle does not need auto-tune, the producers of Glee.
And your daddy bitch says, haters are going to hate, but Chris keeps people without the support of the media and does a damn good job.
Well, that's
hello.
A happy one.
We support Chris.
Yes, we support
Chris. And so, you know, it's to say, this is the thing, it's like the media is now just basically bloggers with money and bloggers without money. And we're sort of somewhere in the middle. You know, so you, the person who's posting Facebook status updates for your audience, technically, you have become media.
Yep, it's true.
You're all mini media
mini celebrities. That's what they say. They said that exact term on The View today. They said that everybody in the world who has a Facebook account or a Twitter account, you are a mini celebrity.
You know, who was it that said that in the 1970s? They were right. Sly and the Family Stone was right.
They were right.
What?
Everybody is a star.
It's a family affair.
That's a different song.
Oh, but I like that song.
I can feel it when you shine on me.
Well, you know the thing.
It's a family of bears.
That's a different song.
I was trying to change it.
Okay, so
the thing with Chris, though, is I think, too, from interviewing him and talking to him on the phone, is like, I guess I don't hold him up on a pedestal like some people do. Like, to me, he's just, you know,
he's a nice guy.
He's a 22-year-old kid.
Yeah.
He's gotten some fame on the internet. So,
well, if people hold you up on a pedestal, you fall, unfortunately.
And to Chris's testament, you know, that intense emotional outburst that he did in Leave Britney Alone is one of the classic moments of YouTube.
It really is.
And an exemplary of the body of work that he's done. If you actually go look at his videos, some of his other videos are just as intense, just as insightful, funny, twisted, complicated. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for you to say, oh, he had lightning strike once and he really is not deserving of his success, it's really, you know, it says more about you as a person saying, you're jealous of his
work. Well, and don't you
work.
Want, I mean, if I'm the kind of person that I want success for other people. I get happy for people.
Or the other
even
thing
if
is
I don't like
the
them.
Other thing is, though, too, is like some people just know him as Britney and then they assume like, oh, that's flash in the pan. But you don't realize that he has a whole other body of work and he talks a lot about trans issues. And, you know, he really messes with a lot of people's mind and he can really rile people up. So for that, I give him credit. And somebody else that works for Twitter, just Twitter, that 3% of Twitter servers are dedicated just to Justin Bieber. Oh my
God. So Justin Bieber should pay Twitter to use their services.
Mm-hmm. He was on Shaq versus. Have you heard of this show?
No.
There's a show called Shaq Versus, and Shaquille O'Neal goes and challenges people to whatever, and he challenged Justin Bieber.
He was going to sing
with Justin Bieber in concert. I couldn't get past it. He swam with him. He challenged him to basketball, and Justin Bieber beat him.
Basketball?
Yeah, I think it was just all, it's all planned and total setup. But, like... Really? Really, Shaquille O'Neal? We're going to verse?
Well, I think we're going to have to deal with Justin Bieber for a long time because I don't think he's going to turn ugly when he gets older.
No, he's still going to be a cutie.
Because his father is pretty hot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's some pictures of his dad online, like shirtless, and we're like, wow.
How much longer do we have to deal with his hair?
Get your hair out of your friggin' eyes. You know, it might be part of his contract. He's not allowed to change his hair because they do that ever since Felicity cut off her curls.
Ridiculous.
I know. She's got a new TV show coming up, too. I forget what
it is. With Will Arnett, yeah.
On Facebook, Chad Greenwalt said, I'm sick of Justin Bieber. He's like 12 and all these internet rumors. Ugh.
Yep, I'm with him. Preach on.
Google just announced they're changing the way that they do searching. So if you go to google.com.
Yes, I did it today. It's so fun.
And let's just type in Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
it's ready to go, girl.
Do I have to download a new Firefox? Because I use Firefox.
Oh,
no, it works.
Why are you looking at me?
Guys, if you just hold back for a second, I'll explain it to you. So you go to google.com, and if you just start typing Justin Bieber, the results start appearing immediately.
Yes.
Before you even... let me put it this way. If you're just typing the letter J, Justin Bieber appears.
Really?
What happens if you do F-E-A?
Let's see. F-E... FedEx?
S.
Feast Restaurant?
Of.
Feast of Fun then appears.
Okay.
If you do Melissa Young, I'm first.
Melissa...
Because if you do Melissa, you get Melissa Etheridge.
Melissa Bean... Congresswoman Melissa Beam.
Does she come up first?
She's a Democrat from Illinois. Yes.
She is.
So she's the most famous Melissa. Now let's see how Fausto. Now the soccer player Fausto. Fausto Coppi. Carmona.
See, this is why people hate celebrities, because we're totally Googling ourselves.
Where all is that? There's the celebrity alarm.
Oh my God, celebrity alarm.
And if you search gay podcast, what comes up first?
Feast of Fun.
Very fast.
Number one. We number one.
Well, do you know who I'm seriously sick of?
Who?
And I'm probably going to get some shellacca for this. Betty White.
Why are you sick of Betty White?
Because she's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Because all she does is play the old cute lady. Like, that's the extent of her acting talent. And I thought she was adorable. And I thought it was cute and funny. I thought she was cute in The Proposal. And okay, yay, she was funny on Saturday Night Live. But now she is in, like, every premiere of the sitcoms that are coming out for the fall.
They have a comic book with her in it now.
I know. I heard that today, too. And I'm like, really? Seriously?
Leave Betty White alone.
Okay, I love her. But she doesn't need to be in my fucking cereal bowl, which is where this is headed. Betty White O's.
Betty White cereal.
I would eat Betty White
O's.
Cereals.
Betty O's. Oh, I think we found some album art for today's show.
Betty O's.
I would eat Betty White cereal. I would eat all, no matter how much. Did you ever eat Pac-Man cereal?
I remember
in the 1980s?
When I was out, I wasn't allowed.
Or Star Wars, the C-3PO's?
No, I wasn't allowed sugary cereal. Only plain Cheerios and Kix.
We only got that when my mother went grocery shopping. When my dad went grocery shopping, it was always like oatmeal and like puffed wheat. And my mother's like, oh, yeah, you can get that. We're like,
psh. My sister was addicted to Apple Jacks. And as a kid, I was like, this doesn't taste like anything like apples or Jacks.
It tastes like sugar crack.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a cereal... What would the name of the cereal be? Melissa.
Oh, my God.
I come back to me. I pass. Pass.
Melissa Crisps.
Melissa Crisps.
Marquios. Marquitos.
You know what mine would be?
What?
Mark Balls.
Fruit Cheerios.
Fruit Cheerios.
I want Matthew Mitchum to be on the box of Fruit Cheerios.
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles.
A friend of mine makes Rice Krispie treats with Fruity Pebbles.
Oh.
Try it. It's stupid.
Sickingly
good.
Wrong. Mm. Okay, Box Boy Rich, who is a fabulous bartender here in Chicago.
Meow.
He is sick of Lindsay Lohan, Miley Cyrus, Paris Hilton, Mel Gibson, any Jersey trash whore who thinks they are celebrities. Ugh.
Preach.
Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, and America Burning Things look just as bad as the other countries we condemn for doing the same.
Amen.
Speaking of Jersey Shore, I subscribed to Grammar Girl.
Uh-huh.
She has a podcast and she also has a newsletter. And her newsletter the other day was, should you capitalize the situation?
That was brilliant.
And I was just like, no, not the, but the situation. And so, yes, you should capitalize.
I think so, yes.
I wondered, did she say the F, the T? Should the T
because
it's
his
name.
The situation is his name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in the phone book, he'd be situation, comma, the.
Just for the record, I grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I spent a lot of time at the Jersey Shore as a kid. Mm-hmm. And they're not all like that. We used to go to Ocean City, New Jersey, which is south of there. Cape May is beautiful. But I did go to Seaside Heights a lot when I was in high school, even though we told my mom we were going over my friend Kristen's house. Mm-hmm. The boys that are on the Jersey Shore was kind of the man of my dreams when I was a kid.
So you like the juiced up gorillas?
I do.
Who doesn't like
a meaty Italian,
gorilla?
I must admit. I married a meaty Italian.
Mm-hmm. Muscle looks great on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, you know, tanorexics, as weird as they may be, you know, it helps the body look popped out.
We got to convince Snooki not to be a Republican, though. She really needs to get re-educated.
Well, you know, it ended
I'm done with the
Brenda's
hair.
Career. What was her name from 90210?
Oh, I don't know. Brenda, which one?
The brunette who was in Charmed.
Oh, Shannon Doherty.
Oh, yeah.
It ended her career when she went and was all like, I'm a Republican.
I had no idea she was a Republican.
I just knew she was an asshole. I didn't know she was that big of an
asshole.
She's
a child actor.
Yeah, she
Hollywood.
Was on Little House on the Prairie, actually.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I learned that from Alison Arngren.
I knew it before.
I forgot
what
she was, which I think was
she
a
played
minor.
One of those like about Nellie Olson's best friend who used to like, she was like, kept talking about stabbing Laura Ingalls.
Someone needed to.
Brian Damson, Prince Poppycock is my hero. I hope he wins. I guess this is America's Got Talent.
I posted his performance on the website from America's Got Talent, and it was crazy, over the top tribute to American music, singing Yankee Doodle Dandy with pictures of like Harvey Milk behind him.
Really?
He's actually friends with our friend Devin Green.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Devin's like friends with every cool person in the world.
It's true.
So and
I wrote to her. I was like, you gotta help me get him on the show. She's like, well, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah,
because I'm
for
sure at this point in time, I'm sure it's probably really tight, but maybe in a few months or after the show's over, we'll get him.
So let me finish reading what he says. It's like Bette Midler and Lady Gaga had a baby, and the Jesus people might be actually fearful of him. Because he's bigger now than Adam Lambert.
Wow.
Do you think that American Idol is done?
I think it's done. I hope it's done.
Let's see. Randy Jackson is the only person associated with that show, and the host, Ryan Seacrest, still working there.
Well, Ryan's going to work as long as there's a paycheck, because he's the hardest working man in show business.
Well, and honestly, that paycheck is huge.
Ginormous.
What is he, like $30 million a year or something crazy like that?
Yeah.
He's part of the reason Paula Abdul quit and set this whole cascade in motion is because they paid too much money to Ryan Seacrest in the first place, and that was her major protest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she was like, hello, people watch to see my train wreck, not to see his train wreck.
Well, and people were all like, oh my God, the season with Ellen and Simon's last season, it was the best season.
Was terrible.
I thought it was horrible.
You
I didn't watch any of it.
Ellen DeGeneres.
I'm sick of Ellen
DeGeneres. I love you,
Ellen,
but I'm sick of you. I'm sick of your soft shoe dancing at the beginning of the show. I want to see her on a stripper pole.
Well, you know what? She came in and she was like, a stripper pole. I don't want to see that. I do
see Ellen
not
and
want
Portia
to see
De Rossi. I know a lot of lesbians will back me up on this. And guys, too, see them at the beginning of Ellen's show. Mm-hmm. If you are for gay rights, Portia on a stripper pole, the beginning.
Well,
make her your J-Lo of the Ellen DeGeneres show. J-Lo was the fly girl for In Living Color.
Right.
Portia's got heat.
Because she's not working these days, is she?
J-Lo?
No.
Portia.
Portia. Why would she need to work?
She's Ellen's Mrs.
Her
Ellen DeGeneres.
And her baby daddy, okay? You see her baby dad.
I want to say Ellen did get on a pole. Didn't she get on a pole one day? I feel as though she did.
Ellen can't dance, and she was on So You Think You Can Dance, and I am a huge fan of So You Think You Can Dance.
Yes.
And she guest starred for Alex Wong because he hurt his leg and couldn't do the finale. And she was the special guest filling in for Alex Wong. And she can't dance. She's not a ballerina. Why don't you have Baryshnikov? That's what I wanted to see.
Are you excited for the new season of So You Think You Can Dance? I think it's got a great cast. Margaret Cho is going to be on it.
That's
stupid
the,
Crystal
that's
Palace.
That's the Dancing with the Stars. I'm excited to see Jennifer Grey.
Oh, yeah.
You don't put baby in a damn show unless she can dance.
And her fucked up nose.
Oh, isn't that depressing?
But the thing about Margaret Cho is that she secretly doesn't like to enjoy being a comedian, and she'd rather be a dancer. So this is actually getting to see another side of Margaret Cho, that where her true heart lies.
Well, and she's going to have the poor makeup artist, because she's going to have to cover up all those tattoos.
Is she?
No, yeah. She doesn't have
to. They do on Drop Dead Diva. They cover up all her tattoos on her neck.
They're not
going
to cover up her tattoos.
You don't think?
No, she's a celebrity.
But if you look at the pictures, you can't see, because doesn't she have them on her neck too?
Yeah, she's got them all over. It depends.
You can't see them.
I don't think that she does. I think she does like enjoy comedy, but she likes, she's been doing comedy since she was a kid, so she's exploring different things. She hasn't, she did the burlesque for a while. Now she's got an album out. I posted one of the videos on the website. It is fantastic.
Right
it
on.
Features Andrew Bird, and she kills him. And it's just like, it's wonderful.
But this is the side of a Margaret Cho that I like to see, is the artist, the Lady Gaga side of Margaret Cho. Right. When she starts making music, when she starts being weird, when she starts like acting out and dancing and going into strange spaces, as opposed to doing her stand-up comedy, as fantastic as it is, it's not where her heart lies.
Yeah.
And it's really great to see people shine in where their passions lie.
Side note, Andy Bird was the first British person that Madonna dated. Ding.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I love your pop-up video for
for Madonna
for
facts.
Podcasting.
And so, Bristol Palin's going to be on that show, and I'm also excited for Kurt Wagner. The football player.
Everyone's excited for him. He's a cutie.
He is so hot.
I'm excited for the shirtless situation constantly. Yum.
Paula Laura wants Mark Felian to be mayor of Chicago and me to be first lady. And then you'll be our Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yes. I could be your chief of staff or whatever she is. Oh, no. I'm a
cut up
bitch. I'm your token lady person staff.
No, for Obama, when he needs somebody to cut a bitch, he sends Hillary.
Well, yeah. Cool. Hillary, honey. Cut your hair, babe.
There's this photo going around, Snooki, and she's pulled out her reading glasses like Homer, and she's reading a book in a playground.
Aww. Oh, really? And the book's like upside down or something? What is it?
The book is Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing. Something like it's pretty.
Dear God, it's me,
Sweet
Margaret.
Sweet Valley High.
Are you there, God?
Okay, so I pulled it up here. Check it out. And you can see it on feastoffun.com. Just search for Snooki.
Here it is.
She looks like the president.
She's sitting on a bouncy horse.
She looks like Roswell, the president from Battlestar Galactica, sitting
on a horse.
And she's wearing furry boots and reading a book. All you could see is the word power.
Mm.
Power.
Nice.
More power.
She's like a couple donuts away from just being like enormous.
What do you think? Beach ball. You think she's like a size 12?
Well, she's tiny though. She's like
she's short,
4'11",
so she's probably a 10.
She?
Yeah.
She's a Latina.
All perspective.
We love you, girl.
Mm.
Her hair looks great in that picture.
Yeah.
So
that's a we will do that for you,
honey. It's like going get yourself a good hairstylist will make you look fabulous.
And is there any woman on TV that isn't wearing a weave? I don't think so.
No, most people. But did you hear?
What?
Did you hear on Project Runway?
What?
The hairstyle for women for the fall is just beyond the shoulders. What am I going to do?
Just wear
a wig. My hair won't grow that fast. It's already fall.
Listen, maybe Katarina Heights, the drag queen that cuts hair here in Chicago. Shout out to all the girls in the salon who are listening to this podcast right now. They actually play it for everybody in the salon to listen to.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that awesome?
And sometimes they have to turn it off.
Because the guest becomes too annoying, Melissa.
I blame myself.
So just so you know, but shout out to Katarina Heights. She's a fierce 7'5" drag queen here. Makes RuPaul look short.
Oh my God, that's the picture I want. I want a picture of me in my tallest heels standing next to her.
We're going to give her a drag makeover one of these days because she paints herself. We told her, you paint yourself too old. Because when I got the picture, I thought she was like 55 or 60. And then I met her in person. She's like 28.
Really? Like Sahara Davenport.
Exactly. Good looking guy. Actually, and out of drag. Most, I would say a lot of drag queens out of drag actually make good looking guys.
I don't think so. I think most are really unattractive as men.
Do you think that people tried to force her to play basketball?
Yeah. So I talked to her. I'm like, do you get sick of people asking if you play basketball?
Yeah.
She's like, yes.
I can't imagine.
I think most drag queens are ugly out of drag. That's why they put on all that drag.
Does everybody ask lesbians if they play field hockey? No.
They do.
And they do.
Look at Varla Jean Merman as a guy. He's gorgeous. Jeffrey Robertson. It's like he's a good looking guy,
There are some that are good looking and then there are lots of others that are not.
Others look like the turtle. When a turtle gets sick. mm-hmm. and loses its shell. Mm-hmm. And then everybody goes, what? It's an alien that washed up on the beach. The Montauk Monster. I'm like, no, that's just a drag queen out of drag.
But so you can't like paint drag queens with broad strokes. I was just, no. You know, so you can't really say that all of them are unattractive or all of them are attractive. You know, it's a mix. There's some are attractive and some aren't.
Yes.
So, Melissa, you're going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this is so crazy. I went to school in Pittsburgh. I went to Point Park University, and the alumni people or the student affairs people are having me in an alumni showcase. Isn't that awesome?
At Point Park College.
Just talk about my success and how Point Park got me there.
You know who lives near there?
Who?
Is the virtual Crystal Connors on Facebook.
I must Jim have Nash. Lunch. I yeah. must have, and he's my Madonna brother.
Oh, really? You guys mm-hmm. should go out and have some brown rice and vegetables together.
We should.
Go to Spago's.
Have him do your nails for you.
Oh, my God.
So what do you can do my nails for me now, Jim.
So yeah. you being, is this like open to the public?
I don't know if it is. It might just be open to students and alumni. Mm. I'd have to find out.
So you'll be.
I really know little about it, and I feel like perhaps I should be more active.
But they're flying you out there.
Yeah, and they're
going to
put me up in the hotel, the Notel Motel. Mm. I'll be all alone for a good time call.
And that's it's kind of like by Gayville down there too, isn't it? Point Park mm-hmm. College is right there on, by Liberty Avenue, mm-hmm. close to there.
And Boulevard of the Allies. Yeah.
When you when you are in a gay bar. Surrounded by your gay fans, it's kind of like a mongoose with a bunch of cobras.
Every time you say mongoose, it makes me think of that Donovan song, Ricky Dicky Dicky Mongoose Gone. That's because from my hippie days, kids, look out.
But it's like you think you're going to get eaten alive, and it's like suddenly, it's like that mongoose, this video that's going around the internet, mm-hmm. a mongoose fighting a cobra, and everyone's like, oh, it's so cute. The mongoose is going to get hurt by the cobra. And that mongoose kicks
its ass
shit out of this. Cobra.
They typically do because they're faster than a cobra. Because the thing is, you know, when a cobra like rears its head and comes up, it can only shoot as far as it's like reared its head up.
Right.
So it can only go that far. It doesn't like go that far and jump. Mm-hmm. So so mongooses they can do it.
Because snakes don't have legs.
No.
So mongoose 1, cobra 0. Mm-hmm. Also check it out on feastoffun.com.
But you also have you're doing your 80s show coming up.
Yeah,
again.
I'll be back with the Chicago Cabaret Project at Hydrate on Tuesday night, starting September 21st.
So, but you guys just did the 80s show, or is this
but
just...
But it was a smash success.
Medleys
so coming
this time?
Back.
Any medleys?
Well, I'm thinking of doing a hair band medley. So even if the kids won't do a medley, I will.
Okay, because that's the ticket. You got to get those medleys when you do those variety
I heard a
shows.
Medley.
Mm-hmm. Girls, like, they are just dying to talk to me. David Charpentier, we will see you on Saturday for the Feast of Fun Lady Gaga yard sale.
This is ridiculous.
What do you mean it's ridiculous? You can actually like
we gotta
if
sell
you,
stuff.
Will, for, what if Lady Gaga
30
came
bucks,
to your yard? So.
30 mm-hmm. bucks, we will give you a tour of the Feast of Fun studio.
That means you guys would have to clean.
We'll clean.
It's, things are going to be clean because everything's going to be shoved out to the street.
Well, you guys aren't like crazy messy. You,
well,
like,
you know what it is though?
Is
I just need more room.
You're preaching
more
to the choir.
Power.
I need more room.
More power. More power.
Maybe you should have a professional organizer come in and organize stuff.
Well, I think once I get rid of a lot of stuff, I'll have more room.
Mm-hmm.
I would hire a professional organizer. Do you know of any?
Yeah, I do. I know a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I want to like I have that intervention and it's like, you know how, because we've been watching Hoarders, the TV show.
Devastating.
And this is what's interesting. It's like, they always like go, okay, there's going to be, because I was thinking, if they ever did that show with us, mm-hmm. I'd be like, sure, go ahead and throw that away. It's like.
I know, like I have no emotional attachment.
And then Mark would be like, you know, so like the roles would be reversed. They would think that I would have the nervous breakdown. I have the nervous breakdown when they throw away like my camera or, you know, things. I'm like, we're still using that and we just used it yesterday and we need to use it tomorrow and it costs a lot of money. Please don't throw that away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes on like Clean House and Clean Sweep and all those too, sometimes you're like, when did you use this last? A month ago? It's been a month. You don't need it. Can I sell it in the yard sale?
A month is something, but like if you have something for like years and you're like, you haven't used it in years.
Like a family photo album.
Well, we have a 300-pound Hammond organ. Hey! But no, it's an actual like organ, like
but
musical.
See, sometimes,
when was the last time you used it?
Never.
When you're an artist and you collect,
but it's
you know,
beautiful.
500 broken light bulbs, and then suddenly you do this cool installation with them, and you're like, you're glad you saved 500 broken light bulbs.
Like Foster had a box of mango pits.
Oh,
Like they're awesome. And I did this installation. They're really weird. They look like little testicles.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't like that.
Like they look like bull testicles, but there were seeds.
But then when you cut them open, they become kind of vaginal. And Fausto showed some lesbian how to make them someday. And so she made a whole bunch of them. Remember when we met? Yeah. Like she's like, you changed my life when you showed me how to make art out of mango pits.
I'm really
kind of
with
Georgia
lesbians.
O'Keefe-ish, yeah. but yeah, with yeah. mango pits.
Mm-hmm. Bill Shatner, RJ Hadley wants Bill Shatner for mayor. That would be the worst thing that could happen for
oh,
Chicago.
Oh, no.
Henry Aguilar, I think Congressman Luis Gutierrez should run for Chicago mayor.
Why not?
He might do it. He's very popular.
I think we should all be aldermen.
That's a better job.
It's part-time and you can
make
be corrupt.
A alderman?
It's like $90,000 a year.
See, and you can I be didn't corrupt? Think it was that
How,
much.
What's the corruption scale there?
I think it's really high. I if you're the alderman, you can be stupid and corrupt.
Yeah,
like the handicapped spot across the street from my house that no one has parked in 2 years. And I call Gene Schultzer, my alderman, and they say, you don't know, maybe they deliver oxygen. I'm like, I'm home all day. Nobody's delivering jack shiznitch to
so
that
who
spot.
Who parks in that spot?
Nobody.
Do anybody with like somebody with a specific permit can get it? Mm-hmm. Or...
So I'm going to get a handicap sticker for my car and start freaking parking in that spot.
I'll vouch for your handicap.
Being a ditz is not a handicap.
I don't know what you're talking
you
about.
You have to be physically disabled, not mentally disabled.
Do you know what your terrible thing?
What?
When I was, here's a Pittsburgh story. When I was, okay, I used to be a drug addict, everybody knows, but we were in Pittsburgh and it was the Pittsburgh, it was the Pittsburgh Arc Festival and there was no parking spaces, but there was a handicap spot and I got out and I limped and the guy came over, you can't park there. And I went, And he goes, oh, isn't she sweet? And my boyfriend at the time, Avi, was like, yeah, she's slow. This is the first time out without a helmet. And like, we totally got to park in the handicap spot. Does that make me a terrible person?
Well, you
so you
high
pretended,
at the time?
Yes.
You pretended to be special needs.
I did.
In order to be able to get a better parking spot.
I was 20 years old.
Shame.
Oh my God, everybody's going to hate me forever.
I actually pretended to be special needs and walked around in a shopping mall knocking things over because I had a fanny pack. If you have a fanny pack, you can get away with anything.
You know what? But there's theme park rules. You can wear a fanny pack and still be cool if you're in a theme park. I'm a firm believer in that.
When Fausto and I were dating, he would hold my hand, and then when people would walk by, he'd like hump over and act like retarded, like I was his caretaker.
It was awesome.
Like, we're not supposed to say retarded anymore.
I'm sorry.
Special needs. Special needs people.
But did you know that the word retarded is an actual word that doesn't refer to people who have special needs? It refers to someone who doesn't understand the situation. The situation.
Means slow, doesn't it?
Yeah, it means that someone who's not grasping the concept of whatever it is you're explaining. Mm-hmm. I think that is the definition.
And that's where we're going
to
leave
so
it.
And so when Rahm Emanuel, who we hope could be our mayor,
I want Huberman.
Said it.
I want a Huberman. He's sexier.
The sexy. I want a
the
mayor you can
fuck. The guy who used to run
the CTA. Yeah, it's about time we have a mayor you can fuck.
And you know, I have a photo with me and him about to have sex together.
Fantastic.
It's Fausto pouncing on him and he's like, what's happening?
Guys, is this going to help him get elected or
yes,
what?
Yes, it totally will.
Maybe.
Be. I want him to be my new mayor.
But people have to vote. Mm. He needs 12,500 signatures by November 22nd
to be
on the ballot.
All he needs is me, just like Oprah did for Barack Obama, because you do not want to piss me off. I control the weather, just like Oprah does. And so if I say it's going to be Ron Huberman, done. End of the conversation.
Well, all right. Done.
Just like Oprah did with Barack Obama.
Will
she
he marry people? Will he support the gay issues?
The gay person.
Will he push through the gay agenda?
Now quit nagging.
I have needs.
And he'll make Target apologize.
Mm.
And like stop giving money to haters.
I just want to buy toilet paper again.
I know. I have
you
to
can do that someplace else.
I know.
At a grocery
it's
store
not
like
as
a normal
cheap.
Person.
I like my Charmin. I want to squeeze it.
I want to save 4 cents on toilet paper and
it's
stuff my closet with
that
it.
4 cents. I got to buy the Diet Pepsi. It's on sale.
You have to say, though, not shopping at Target is wonderful.
You save so much money.
It's amazing.
Because you can't walk in there and spend $5. You're like, I'm just going in there for toilet paper.
No, it's, and then it's
and
like
you come out $200 later.
Later.
Yeah.
I've saved so much money not shopping at Target.
So in a way, thank you, Target,
thank
for
you,
enabling
Target.
Us
That's
to save money.
Is, you know, shop at Target if you want, but really examine your consumption habits. habits. That's the real key.
And support Betty-O is our new product. Not on sale at Target.
Today's Feast of Fun is brought to you by Betty-O's, bringing your breakfast cereal one step closer to the grave.
Energize your granny. Betty-O's.
And by fabulous people like you. You, the listeners, and you alone make the show possible. If you see a Google ad on the sidebar, click on it. Click, 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 click. They won't know that I told you to click it. But seriously, like, you click on it, it's like you're sending like a dollar to us.
Really?
Yeah, and you can totally like click on as much as you want to.
That's what you should really do with the yard sale, is have your computer out there and have like click for 10 minutes and I will show you my ass.
Because Google knows that we run the site off of this IP address here, so we really can't click on our own ads. But if you, the listeners, click on the ads, man, it's like it'll take you a second.
Mm-hmm. Click, click to
suck. Would it kill you to click on an ad, huh?
Why can't you click? Your mother clicks, your father clicks. Just click. Join the family clicking.
So,
hey, wait.
And so this is it. We're going to be posting classic Feast of Fun shows for the rest of the week. And we want to thank Melissa Young, our fabulous cabaret diva, for
Thanks,
coming on the
kittens,
show.
Thanks, kittens, meow.
What's your, what can people learn more about you?
They can learn more of me, more of me. They can learn more about me at melissayoung.com or follow me on Twitter at Missy Me, M-I-S-S-E-Y, me.
And Mark, what about you, baby?
You can follow me on Twitter, too, at twitter.com/MarkFillion or Feast of Fun. And find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Feast of Fun.
Guess what? We're on YouTube. Hey! YouTube.com/Feast of Fun. I'll be trying to post a video of our car accident yard sale. If you hate us, drive by and take pictures of us looking miserable in front of our own home.
Don't throw eggs.
Bryn Mawr and Glenn Wood.
Don't throw eggs.
Don't throw bullets, eggs, or bombs, please. Humiliate us. Bryn Mawr and Glenn Wood. Or come buy something. Mm-hmm. It goes to a good cause. The Feast of Fun. We're going to leave you with a fantastic album, actually. This is Horse Meat, a collection of disco hits from Europe that have been electrifying dance floors worldwide in the last 10 years by such luminaries as James Hillard, Jim Stanton, Severino, and Filthy Luca. It is a collection of fantastic songs. It's all on my iPod right now. We recommend it that you buy it right now through our website, feastoffun.com. The song Cherche Pas by Maiden Kane from the collection Horse Meat, feastoffun.com. You owe it to yourself to get good music.
It's awesome. I'm totally dancing in my chair.
It's fabulous.
Boogie, 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 boogie.
And that's all we got for you. I am Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Killian.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.